This is all very suspicious. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big climate change meeting is underway in Copenhagen. On the left, the people who believe the Earth is warming, and on the right, the deniers who once again are counting the delegates' carbon-spewing limousines and private jets. See, that's why the hot water is always on the left, and the cold is always on the right. But for those of us who are neither climate scientists nor ideologues, this is a nightmare. Those hacked emails, which are supposed to prove that global warming has been a hoax from the beginning, we're supposed to take that as the all clear. But if it was a hoax, and human activity is not warming the Earth, and natural cycles are immune to anything we do, then we're actually headed for global cooling. Well, who wants an ice age? I liked the idea the Earth was warming because, based on the timeline, I'll be around to enjoy sharply lower heating bills, but probably gone before Kansas becomes waterfront. And my parents' generation really likes the idea. They keep the house at about 85 degrees. And yet, all that's gone. Within the space of a few weeks, no more global warming. It's kind of suspicious, isn't it? It turns out those hacked emails, which just happened to show up before the Copenhagen conference, happened to appear on a computer server in Russia, a server which has been used before to attack websites the Kremlin doesn't like, says the London Telegraph, which also observes that Russia is looking to expand its oil exports. Could the claim that global warming is a hoax itself be a hoax? Speaking for those of us who would rather be warmer than colder, one can only hope. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.